Ali Suleiman Ojale is a Libyan diplomat, and 10 days ago he became Libya's ambassador to the United States on behalf of the National Transitional Council. Mr. Ojale, Colonel Gaddafi has still not been located. Isn't the credibility of your organization at stake the longer he goes without being found?
Libya, it is 1.6 million square kilometers. There are many places where Gaddafi can hide, but it will be just a matter of time. We will get him sooner or later.
Can the NTC move Libya forward effectively, though, if at all, if Colonel Gaddafi isn't found? Won't it be a major distraction, like not finding Saddam Hussein in Iraq?
Well, of course it is a concern, but it will not stop the TNC from what they are planning to do with Libya. They want to form a democratic government. They want to supply services, and they start to get the frozen money for security and stability in Libya. We are not going to wait until we find Gaddafi and then we start move.
Your organization, the Transitional Council, has a diverse composition already, and its membership will continue to expand, presumably, bringing in even former Gaddafi supporters who will change with the tide. How will loyalists and rebels be able to trust each other?
We are a small nation. We know each other. The people who serve under Gaddafi, and they are clean, they are not corrupted, they are not having blood in their hands. I think that's always they have a place. But at the same time, Mr. Abdjalil, the chairman of the TNC, he made a very good statement. He said everybody who served with Gaddafi, he should stand for an investigation.
They should stand for an investigation, but that also reflects in the rank and file a deeper anger with Gaddafi and everybody who supported him. Those people, many of them your own rebels, see Gaddafi and his supporters as having a lot of blood on their hands.
We have to supply a very good trial, a very good legal system, and then they have to face the criminal they committed against the Libyan people. But revenge will not serve our purpose. We should tell the world that we are completely different from Gaddafi.
Well, in an even more immediate and acute example of trust or lack of trust, recently Gaddafi loyalists were discovered bound and shot. I mean, reprisals happened in the Balkans. They happened in Iraq. What are you going to do to prevent them from happening in Libya?
Gaddafi has been ruling Libya for 4 decades, and of course he has been soldiers and they have commanders who have been fighting for him. This is true. But when Gaddafi's collapsed now, you see, many of them, they defected. Many of them, they throw their arms and they're fighting on the side of the Libyan people now.
What is your greatest fear right now, Mr. Ojale?
My greatest fear now that Gaddafi is still at large. I think we have to get him. But I am not really afraid of the Muslim fundamentalists. People now, they bring them and speaking in the media. And yes, some Libyans, they were involved in Iraq and Afghanistan. They've been used by, recruited by different people. There were some of them, they were members of Al-Qaeda, but they are Libyan. And either they join the Libyan people to protect their country, to protect their people, or either they will be killed. I'm not really worried about that.
But you are worried about finding Gaddafi?
The Libyans, they want to get him. We want to finish this mission completely. He still has money and he still can use mercenaries. He still can make some noise here or there.
Ali Suleiman Ojale, Libya's ambassador to the United States on behalf of the National Transitional Council. Thanks very much for speaking with us.